Hello and welcome to another episode of Base News Network. This is going to be a Patreon episode, so if you're listening to this episode somewhere not on Patreon, you're going to get to hear the first half, and then if you want to listen to the whole thing, you got to go to patreon.com/basenewsnetwork to hear the whole thing. And yes, you're welcome. Oh wait, no, thank you.
Well, thank you to you, Kaio, for doing this lovely intro, and thank you everyone who subscribes to our Patreon, and thank you for your patience. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And, Sophie, today we're going to be talking about the...
Coachella. Oh god, that was really bad. We might have to cut that.
What?
You're not going to cut it. Okay. Coachella. Coachella is... a thing.
I feel like,
and it's happening.
I feel like there's been a lot of drama this Coachella.
There's a lot of I mean, first of all, Coachella fell off. Like, we know this.
Has Coachella ever been on?
Ever been on? Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that.
There's people. I don't know. Well, you know what? Maybe this is one of the good things that happened of COVID.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I feel like Coachella used to be a little more cool in like the mid to 2010s, maybe a little earlier than that.
The reason you say that is because in 2010, you were 10.
That is not what I meant, but more like...
No, you're right.
I feel like the more iconic Coachellas were around that time.
You're absolutely right. Coachella peaked. And I know we're not going to talk about this episode. I guess we could. It's a Patreon. We can talk about whatever we want. But I can't help but wonder, maybe the reason Coachella's not as good anymore is because music right now, in general, isn't as good.
Well, I feel like that's kind of a central theme to your ideology. Or I feel like that's, like, a central argument that you have, is that, like, music is not as good anymore. And I agree with you. I'm usually, like, not of the... like, I usually don't take that sort of opinion where I'm like, oh, things used to be better in the old days and now it's bad. I don't really subscribe to that belief in general. But I do think it's a fact that music has declined in quality in order to make studios and... major record companies more money, etc. We know this. Anywho, I don't know if that's why Coachella isn't as cool anymore, but I feel like Coachella was very millennial, and maybe Gen Z's like tired of the millennial love for music festivals.
So
I've always thought music festivals are mid, but I mean, I've only been to one, but
I have never been to a music festival. And I honestly can't think of, okay, look, I've never been to...
A worse place to be.
Okay, it just doesn't seem very efficient. No, it just seems like a bad idea. I've never been, maybe they're fun, but here's the thing. Whenever I look at a music festival lineup, I see lots of artists I know and like, lots of artists I don't know, and lots of artists I... actively dislike. And if I'm going to go to a music festival to see a bunch of artists I like, I don't want to have to do that when I'm surrounded by people who are fans of artists I don't like. Because if you're a fan
in the desert,
if you're a fan of music I don't like, I probably frankly don't want to be around you. You know? So if I'm really into, I don't know, maybe Radiohead or something, I would much rather see Radiohead and not have to be surrounded by a bunch of fans of insert artist I think is annoying and has an annoying fan base.
But what if you like the artist and you think their fan base is annoying? I feel like
that's
a lot
of
artists.
I guess that actually does apply to Radiohead too. But I feel like the thing is like, if I'm going to go see Radiohead live, I can get into the Radiohead fan mindset. I feel like the Coachella mindset is a mindset I never want to enter.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, personally, I'm not the biggest fan of concerts because I dislike standing for long periods of time and I dislike waiting. on my feet for an hour just for the
Yes.
opener.
Yes.
And then you have to play, let the opener play for an hour, and then finally the artist comes on, and then you have to stay 2 hours to like watch the whole thing. And that's not even counting if you want to be up close. If you want to be up close, you have to wait in line for like a day, or like probably a Coachella a day. I don't know how it works, but you know what I mean? Like there's, it's so much like standing. And imagine doing this all day for multiple artists over multiple days in the desert heat, surrounded by a bunch of people on Molly and drunk people. No offense to these people, but like, you know, people who are kind of loud in the party mindset. And they're also probably really rich because they're at Coachella. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it just sounds really
So wait,
unpleasant.
what music festival did you go to again?
Okay, so I've been to Summerfest, which is a music festival in Madison, Wisconsin. Not Madison. No, oh my God, Milwaukee. Sorry.
Most
Not
people don't know the
Madison. And
difference.
before you laugh, it is a relatively decent, like mu like decently attended music festival. And I mean, definitely a lot of country people come, but I saw Janelle Monáe there. I've seen like big artists go there, so it's not like it's a joke. Flaming Lips, you know, like
Well,
real
did you
musicians
have
go to
fun
it.
though?
I actually kind of did because I got to sit down, because I was in a sitting area. I saw, I mean, I essentially saw her for free because, you know, you pay however much to get in. It's no Coachella, so like I probably paid, I don't know, $25, $30 to get in. And yes, I kind of hung out around the Janelle Monáe area all day, but I saw her for a, that's like what I paid, you know.
Okay, that sounds like
So
a pretty good deal.
not a
That
bad
sounds pretty
deal. It
good.
was pretty fun. It was pretty fun, and you know, it was at night, so like it was kind of nice being outside in the dark, and like it's warm but not too hot, and that was definitely nice. But sitting down definitely made it better
Okay,
for me.
wait, hold on. Let me hold that thought 'cause that's a really good, I think it's an important thing you just said, which is I think this could be the next big thing. So maybe there's some business people who want to start a business. This is your business idea, is if you're going to open a concert venue, just make it very chair oriented because ever since,
Kayo invents stadium seating.
well, I do.
Okay, they but for
Yes.
smaller
Well, let me
venues.
just finish this thought, okay? Ever since COVID-19, I feel like concert venue attendance seems to be a little bit lower, and going to concerts of all sorts, I kind of just feel like people just, maybe it's just in my head, but it seems like people aren't into it as much. And I think a part of it is because, like, I think people have finally come to their senses that, like, standing for 3 hours kind of sucks,
Yes,
you know?
exactly.
And, like,
Let's start prioritizing our
yes, I think
comfort.
COVID, like, what gave us all an opportunity to like take a few steps back and just think about the essentials of our life. Like we can work from home. We don't need to go into the office for no reason. Hey, we can also sit on chairs when we're going to go listen to our favorite musician. We don't have to stand. So, okay. Okay. Actually, you know what?
Yeah, like I've stopped caring. Oh, sorry, go
I would
ahead.
love to go to Coachella if they had chairs everywhere.
Maybe they do. I just don't know. Like I've literally not never been, obviously. I know the like owner of Coachella is a little sus, but if I had the opportunity to go like for free and I wasn't like actually supporting this man, or like I don't know how bad it is. Honestly, I'm pretty uneducated here. Anyway, like just because it is Coachella, it would be kind of cool to go just to say I've been and like experience it. Like I'm all about experiencing things. I love experiencing things, love learning and seeing new things. So I think I would go, but it's not something I would pay money for. Like I just couldn't drop money on that Coachella.
Okay, hold on. Real quick, I'm on pitchfork.com right now reading through the Coachella lineup, and there's a
Okay.
freaking advertisement here for apparently there's a new Broadway musical called Illinois That is literally the Sufjan Stevens
Sufjan
album
Stevens.
on
Oh,
Broadway.
now it's a musical for you, Kaya. Oh, we should go.
We should go.
We should go.
Performances. Oh.
Kaya was born in
Performances begin.
Chicago.
Yes. Okay. Let's hold that thought. Anyways, so Sophie, you're a big fan of Lana Del Rey.
Yes, for better or for
There's no
worse.
there's no shame in it, but she was the headliner of this Coachella.
Yes.
So tell me what you make of the snippets you've seen, the reaction. What's your kind of reaction?
To hear the rest of this episode, check out our Patreon. Thank you. Bye.